The Butcher's Bill, Why England's Nobility Suffered So Dearly in the Wars of the Roses. The clash of dynasties, the rumble of armies, the very soil of England soaked in the blood of its own sons, the Wars of the Roses, a brutal civil conflict that tore through the 15th century, left an indelible scar on the English aristocracy. While the common folk suffered, it was the nobility, the very heart of England's power structure, who bore the brunt of this internecine struggle, often meeting fates far more grim than mere defeat on the battlefield. From 1455 to 1487, England was a chessboard upon which the great houses of Lancaster and York played a deadly game for the throne. This wasn't a war of distant campaigns or abstract political maneuvering. It was a visceral, personal conflict where allegiances were forged in blood and shattered with equal ferocity. The nature of medieval warfare, combined with the specific political and social landscape of England at the time, created a perfect storm for the decimation of its noble class. A culture of feuds and honor. English society in the 15th century was deeply hierarchical, with the nobility at its apex. These powerful lords commanded armies, held vast estates, and wielded significant influence. Their wealth and status were not just inherited, they were actively defended, often through private armies and the pursuit of honor. Feuds between noble families were common, fueled by ancient grievances, land disputes, and a powerful sense of personal pride. When these existing tensions were amplified by the dynastic struggle for the crown, the stage was set for widespread violence. The Wars of the Roses provided a legitimate, indeed celebrated, outlet for these rivalries. Instead of isolated skirmishes, the entire kingdom became a battleground. The very men who would normally settle scores through carefully orchestrated duels or localized raids were now mobilized into vast armies, their personal animosities meshing with the larger cause. The spark in the tinderbox, York v. Lancaster. The roots of the conflict can be traced back to the weak reign of Henry VI, a pious but mentally unstable Lancastrian king. His inability to govern effectively created a power vacuum, which Richard, Duke of York, a charismatic and ambitious man with a strong claim to the throne, sought to fill. The initial conflict at St. Albans in 1455, often cited as the war's beginning, saw the capture and subsequent murder of Lancastrian nobles, setting a brutal precedent. What followed was a series of pitched battles, Towton, Barnet, Tewkesbury, Bosworth Field, each a bloodbath that decimated families and shifted the balance of power. The armies were composed not of professional soldiers in the modern sense, but of retinues loyal to specific lords. When these lords led their men into battle, the stakes were incredibly high. Personal survival, family honor, and dynastic ambition were all on the line. The brutal calculus of war, why the nobles died. Several factors contributed to the exceptionally high casualties among the nobility. Center of the storm, the nobility were not just leaders, they were the principal combatants on the battlefield. Unlike later wars where commanders often operated from a safe distance, medieval nobles, particularly those leading their own levies, were invariably at the forefront of the fighting, clad in armor and expected to fight bravely. The no-quarter policy, while not universally applied, there were instances where no quarter was given, especially after particularly bitter battles or betrayals. Captured nobles, particularly those of high rank, could be ransomed, but in the heat of war or as a reprisal, they were sometimes summarily executed. The Battle of Towton in 1461, fought in a blizzard, saw thousands killed, and contemporary accounts suggest many Lancastrian nobles captured after the battle were executed. Ruthless confiscation and dispossession. When a noble family was on the losing side, their lands, titles, and wealth were often confiscated by the victorious king. This meant that a defeat not only meant death but the utter ruin of one's lineage. The pressure to fight to the death or to ensure one's family's survival through a decisive victory was immense. The crown as the ultimate prize, the Wars of the Roses were fundamentally about who would wear the crown. This elevated the stakes for every nobleman involved. Loyalty was paramount, but betrayal was also a constant threat. The king, as the ultimate arbiter of power, was a target, and those who supported him or opposed him were directly in the line of fire. The fate of the great houses. The impact on the established noble families was catastrophic. The Percy family, powerful earls of Northumberland, saw multiple heads of the family killed in battle or executed. The Nevilles, earls of Warwick, one of the most powerful families in England, were deeply entangled in the conflict, with the kingmaker Richard Neville playing a pivotal role before his death at Barnet in 1471. The Beauchamp family, the Courtenays, the Beauforts, many of the ancient lineages were severely weakened, with their male lines decimated. Consider the stark reality for Edmund Beaufort, 3rd Duke of Somerset, a prominent Lancastrian leader. He was killed at the First Battle of St. Albans in 1455. His brother Henry Beaufort was killed at the Battle of Hexham in 1464. Their claim to the dukedom and their lineage was effectively extinguished in the field. A legacy of chain. The ultimate consequence of the Wars of the Roses was the near annihilation of much of the old English nobility. The victorious Tudors, beginning with Henry VII, who defeated Richard III at Bosworth Field in 1485, consolidated power by creating new noble families loyal to them and by carefully managing the remaining aristocracy. The old, powerful feudal magnates who had once challenged the crown were replaced by a new breed of courtiers and advisors, more beholden to the monarch. The brutal cull of the 15th century fundamentally reshaped the English aristocracy, paving the way for the more centralized, monarchical state that would characterize the Tudor era. The Wars of the Roses serve as a grim reminder of how personal ambition, dynastic struggle, and a culture of honor could lead to the near-total destruction of a nation's ruling class, leaving a landscape of altered power and a profound historical silence where once proud lineages stood.